Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. In 2000, Saddam Hussein...
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA region number 6, and we have a live show for you today. I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, making us a part of your everyday, and we just want to thank you. Just want to thank you for being a part of our platform, our network, our social media network, and our broadcast network. And I greatly, greatly appreciate you all. And so we're going to get started in today's show. But before we do that, let me just say this. I actually, some people told me hey, Dave, you need to slow down when you give your show. You'd be talking too fast. That East Coast talking too fast and everything else, that I bust out laughing. So I just thought it was funny. So I'm going to try to slow my pace down a little bit when speaking so that I can stay in sync with everyone, and it's, you know, so that we can actually get across what it is that we're trying to get across. And let me just say, I'm not a professional radio show host as far as I haven't had any form of schooling. I don't like schooling, but you know, this is what we do from the sincerity of our heart. So we just do the best that we possibly can. And I'm not saying that they were saying that it was bad. It's just they were just expressing, hey, slow down. It was a couple of people that said that to me, and I had to just bust out laughing because I thought it was really funny. And I definitely hear and want to make sure that we can make the show better and where it facilitates some of the things that you need, then I will definitely will consider and do it. So greatly appreciate all of your comments, all of your love and the harmonic direction that we're going together. I definitely look forward to facing the events of the world or the events of the moment in history or the moments that we are going to be sharing with each other. I definitely cherish them, and I know you do too. So just want to thank you all sincerely for listening to Black Talk Radio Network and also Tando Radio Show. Okay, so let's get into today's show. But before we do that, we always want to give the administrative the administrative announcements. Man, tripping. The administrative announcements is that everyone please continue to support this network. Very easy to do it. Go to the network's website of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, hit the donation prompt. Give some of your financial energy so that this network can please stay on air and continue to grow. My man Otis said, slowing down will make you tongue-tired. big Otis, I appreciate you so much. But, yes, please give to the network so this network can continue to grow, continue to be here, be able to broadcast and give you the information that you have deemed as being necessary and important, so that we can continue to move this going forward for those that we have yet not named. Very, very important that we make an investment in our future, in their future, and to give some of our energy that will actually be an investment forward that can seed what it is that we need now that we don't have. Make sure that someone else has that opportunity so that they can build on that as well. So just want to say, go to the network, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and give a donation that's there. Also, you can support the network by being a member in BTR community. For only $24 a year, $24 a year, and the first month is a trial month for you all. You can try out BTR Community, which is a social media outlet that was put together by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty put it together. Just to give you a little, you know, Scotty and I were talking. I said, Scotty, man, I really need to get off Facebook. We really need to get off Facebook. Scotty said, yeah, you're right. And then lo and behold, he said, I'll work on it, Dave. In between the breaks and everything else, Scotty was thinking about it, whatever. A couple of months later, 2 months later, he says, hey, you remember you talked about getting that social media outlet? Boom, I created it. So that just shows the overall genius of our energy and how we can create exactly what we need. And I thought it was very, very important. And I know my brother Otis had posted some things about FedBook that's been in the news lately, and we've been always talking about it. And the reason why I said it was time for us, for me, particularly me, and I took Tando Radio Show from me posting on inside of, but Tando Radio Show still has a thread inside of Facebook. Brother Braggs posted a lot of good stuff there. But and I greatly appreciate Brother Braggs for that. He pretty much maintains that that feed that's there, which is really, really good. I appreciate it. So I actually got off of FedBook, and to use FedBook is a necessary, you know, you can use it for your own agenda, then I'm all for it. But, you know, FedBook is nothing more than an open diary, and so I've been very skeptical of it, and I understand the objective and the method that's being used, in my opinion, that just because it's my opinion doesn't make it right. But in my opinion, they're using that for data mining because of just from my overall life experience with different things. I kind of sometimes can see the MO of organizations or institutions. So So definitely, I would say be careful with FedBook and don't treat it as your open diary for everybody to see. Because then one of the things that my mom used to tell me when I was growing up, be careful what you say because then people will know what you're thinking. It's very, very important. It's a lot to that. You don't want people always to know what you're thinking. So come on over to BTR Community. The difference is that with BTR Community, you're a member. So only members get to see your overall posting. So you won't be as adversely affected by the social media bug. So come on over for $24 a year. First month is a free trial month so that you can see how it works. And then you can post things about within reason about yourself, your business, or events or opportunities that you think are relevant that people should know, bring public awareness to our member awareness to what's going on around you, with you, and in our overall community. Very, very important. So you can do that there. Also, if you like to acquire real money, you can easily do that by transferring some of your coupons, which are known as Federal Reserve notes is the official word for it, or what we commonly refer to as your dollar bill, what a lot of people are paid in. Most people are paid a slave's wage, which is debt, instead of being paid what they really should be, what they're owed and what's due to them. That is the wage of a king and a queen or a lady and a gentleman, which is gold and silver. But you can save that way. So go over to prosperitymint.com, check out what's in inventory there, then email info@prosperitymint.com, and then someone will get with you. Believe me, it's for your benefit. Trust me, please, and just let them know Dave sent you, and they will explain the overall purchasing process with you that is to your benefit. You definitely want to do that. Do not buy there without first letting them know that I sent you, and it's for your benefit, not for mine. It's for yours, so that you can actually receive some great information that you're going to need to know. So definitely do that, and then you can save as a king, a queen, or a lady and a gentleman. All right, so my phone. I am so far behind on my daggone text messages and everything else. Just a busy time for me. So, Brother Marv, I saw that you text me. I will get back to you really soon. And anyone else that I happen to miss, I will get back with you. I'm going to go through my text, which, oh my goodness, is a lot. Give you a quick update. I think I told you all that my stepfather was having some medical issues, very, very concerning medical issues, and he had surgery and came out of surgery, and 2 hours after surgery started bleeding again, hemorrhaging again, so they're having problems with controlling his bleeding. And I definitely think that there is an agenda, and we already know, to really speed up our demise, our physical demise. And I always said this, that no one dies of or makes a great transformation from natural causes. They are summarily murdered in one way or another, and this continues to show itself, bear its evidence in the proof of that being the case. And I hate to see this within the general population. And yeah, it's so many things: chemtrails, aerosols, and food, everything. And it's definitely happening. And for me and my family, this year has been really, really, every month has been pretty impactful since the beginning of the year, from just some adversity with some of very close friends of mine, then my brother making the great transformation, which I'm very pleased with now. Then last week, my cousin makes the great transformation. And hopefully my stepfather is gravely under attack, is under a significant attack, a formidable attack. And so, you know, lot happening. And I just want to say that I appreciate you all and thank you for your energy and you being you and us being the extension of our families that we are. Very, very important to me. And you all know who you are. And I just want to say once again, I greatly, greatly appreciate you guys. Okay? So I'm looking for Kim. My sister Kim Mellicott will be coming on today. So as soon as the Kim, I call her the Kim. As soon as the Kim M calls, she'll jump in with us. And I love on Mondays, she'll be here from time to time just to give a different tempo or a different perspective, which I think is very, 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 very important. So I greatly appreciate it to put a queen's touch on things. So looking forward to Kim calling in. I think, and Kim, if you're there, you can go ahead and unmute yourself. I think that's Kim there. Give Kim a chance, second to unmute herself. So while we do that, I want to just say big ups to L.A. Ramon, who's there, Brother Otis, that I see on the board, my man Thomas, Brother Braggs, and my man Hassan is there, and Star to unmute. I'm sorry, Kim, if you're there, Star to unmute yourself. And my man Big Rods. And Jenna is also, I see them on the board. So, man, miss you all. Glad to have you all. And, you know, this weekend, I usually don't post anything inside of, I don't do any postings on the weekend. But this weekend, it was a lot of stuff going on. And I actually started posting over the weekend because some of the stuff that's been going on, we'll probably talk about some of that stuff. So we're going to get into what's in the news as soon as I get my everything set. And I'm not on the board, so I won't be able to see. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5059. Oops, one second. I think I did the wrong number. 704-802-5056. I thought so. It's 5056. 704-802-5056. I said 59. It's 56. 704-802-5056. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, and we are going to go over today's show. Today's show is a Monday. It is March the 19th, 2018, and today we're going to be going over looking at current events. And at any time, if you have some current events that you would like to talk about with us, don't hesitate, 704-802-5056. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. And so first article, I got this one from the New York Times. Police plead with Austin bomber. We want to listen to you. Officials said the first bombing on March the 2nd and two more on the 12th were connected. None of the packages were mail. Instead, they were apparently placed directly near the door of homes of the victims. And also there was a continuance of it yesterday. And so they actually are saying that there's a serial bomber that is actually dropping bombs off at people's, however they're dropping the bombs off, packages or whatever, but there's a serial bomber that has been targeting people. So check out that article. And just a part of what's going on. If you'd like to talk about any of this, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Next article, and this one comes from TASS. It's a Russian publication. Supremacy Under the Sea, a glimpse at the power of Russia's submarine fleet. Very, very significant because over the weekend, the U.S., France, England, Russia, and Syria, the overall military confrontation has already been going on like at no other time. This is far past the Cuban Missile Crisis, because the U.S. military and Russian military actually have military hardware in place that is actually engaging in military campaigns before they actually have a confrontation. This past weekend, it really, really ratcheted up to another level, and I definitely anticipate some things going in the direction that they're going, and we'll talk about that. And that was what I really posted a lot of this weekend. So check out that, and we need to know some of that stuff. So check out that article. Next article from Wall Street Journal. I got this one: North Korea to meet for talks with U.S. South Korea delegates in Helsinki. North Korea to meet for talks with the U.S. South Korean delegation in Helsinki. So check out that article, and that one was it. Next article, I got this one from Freedom Outpost. It begins. Florida police now confiscating guns from people with no due process. Knew this was coming. This is in Florida. What is being called the first gun confiscation of its kind in Florida? Police have taken four guns and a couple of hundred rounds of ammunition from a 56-year-old man. The man was not tried and had not committed a crime, and the guns were solely removed because experts deemed him a threat. Boy. Next article from Taz. Russia warns the U.S. against provocations aiming to break down Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un. So they're basically saying, hey, don't try to start confrontation so that you don't have meetings with North Korea. I don't think that's going to fare well. The overall confrontation is about to really, in a way in which even the naysayers won't be able to say it. They'll be like, oh, shoot, what happened? But you here at Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, you know what's up. And so that is moving at a breakneck speed. Next article from South China Morning Post. I got this one. China's new one-man debt bomb disposal unit. When a authoritative person declares on the front page of the Communist Party mouthpiece People's Daily in May of 2016 that the days of high-speed growth were over in China. Check out that article. And this is another signal that things are about to get violent throughout the world, because when people can't make their overall payments and go into default, then the overall debtors want to have receivership. They want to start to take things. So that is going to cause some major, major issues. I believe we have Scotty. Was that you, or was that?
Yeah, that
else?
Was me, Dave. I got some news I want to throw in there,
yeah,
real quick. Some breaking news that I broke, actually. U.S.-based international group that's calling for gun control campaigned for the disastrous regime change in Libya. So just an excerpt. News outlets are being flagged for disinformation related to a Washington, D.C. demonstration created by a global group called Avaaz. So you can read more about that. They put out this campaign that went viral, where they put all these thousands of shoes of alleged children who have been affected by gun violence or killed by gun violence since Sandy Hook. And I looked further into the group, and they were promoting regime change in Libya. A call for the no-fly zone and supported the murder of Gaddafi and all that. And the guy who runs it is based in the United States, but it's listed as an international group. But wait a minute, ain't they doing what y'all said the Russians is doing or shouldn't be able to do? Or shouldn't be able to do? I don't see where there's a crime. You know what I'm saying? If some Russians did pay for some ads or whatnot as individuals or whatever. But that other nonsense they talking about, but this group, which has been, highly, I guess you would say, connected to like the liberal wing of the Democrats, the neoliberal wing, the Clintonites and the Obamamites and what have you. Yeah, and this dude that started it, he is a Canadian something else, a UK Canadian. He ain't even, you know what I'm saying, and he went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check out that article. So this group that's pushing for gun control, using that shooting, the Parkland shooting in Florida, they admit they trying to capitalize on that to push for gun control. And then here it is, you didn't campaign for what the malicious act against Libya that has resulted in today it being a fractured nation where slavery is openly being practiced. We talking like 15th century style slavery, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
check out that article. It's on blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, I'm gonna definitely check it out and put it in, because that's very, very important. You know, this is how all of these things, these are the asymmetrical moves. And this is why I say be careful with what's politically correct, because politically correct is always morally wrong. You would say, yeah, politically correct. Yeah, we need to do something with the guns. Really? Are you saying that from the standpoint of what you're being told to regurgitate by someone? Have you really thought about that and what that really means? And because I think that we definitely do need gun control. And the first place that you start is with the ones that's been using them as a tool to murder the most. Don't go after the individual that's killing 1, 2, 3 people. Go after the political serial killers that kills millions of people, hundreds of thousands, and have an agenda to kill a billion. That's your real threat. But we have been domesticated to do what we're told, to obey. Trust and obey, because there's no other way. So very, very, I would say it's a dangerous thing. You give up so much. You give up your whole existence by trusting and obeying. So check out that article, and check out that article. I'm going to try to post it here at the break. In tandem, or I will definitely do it today and would carry that show, because I think it's important. Next article we have from International Man: Trump's tariffs could start a real war. I already have. Next article I got from RT International: Russia's gold rush continues with reserves at all-time highs. You all should be doing the exact same thing. Next article from the Cerebrally Naive Network: SXSW, which stands for South, I'm new to Texas, is a concert, South by Southwest, I think that's what it is, South by Southwest music festival was happening over the weekend. SXSW bomb threats forced cancellation of the Roots concert. Down in Austin, individual was arrested for probably going to get him a terrorist threat and making a bomb threat. So check out that article. Next article from International Man: Capital controls are coming, and they're coming in a big way, ladies and gentlemen, because the overall geopolitical situation that's going to be blowing up. And then Roz posted this one from Amishable, and he said Tag posted this one: Trump plans to new sanctions on Venezuela's petro cryptocurrency. So I guess celebrity figurehead Trump signed an executive order saying that no one in the states can engage in that cryptocurrency. And I'm going to tell you, that's, you're going to see a lot of that, and you have to be really careful about some things, because as they move into the war paradigm, you have to be very, very aware of what they're going to try to hit people with, known as Trading with the Enemy Act. So they're going to need every person only to give all of their energy to the U.S. Government, and they're going to try to prevent you from being able to diversify yourself and protect yourself. Next article, OG posted this one: Venezuelan city launches his own crypto, his own currency amidst cash crunch. Sorry about that. I got tongue-tied there. Venezuelan city launches his own currency amidst Cash Crunch. This is a very, very important article. I didn't see this one. Great article. I will definitely take a look at that one, because I think that is really, 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 really relevant, because you're going to see that type of that same type of creation going to happen here, especially here in the States. Because one thing that the black market will really, really explode here. The thing is that you need to have some of the assets and collateral and collateralize yourself to move in on that space. Next article, Rise posted this one from Vanity Fair, and it says, The Hive. Trump is entering a dangerous new phase of his war with Mueller. Check out that article. Yeah, and I think that that's one. It's a lot of play there, and I wouldn't be surprised if that is going to be used as an excuse to start some other confrontations as things continue to unfold, and then they'll use it as they'll spin that in all kinds of ways. So the celebrity figurehead is getting them where they want them to be. Now they're going to blame them for everything else, like they do everything else, because that's what the actors do. They play the role. Next article, Rise posted this one from daily.com. Uber suspends self-driving test after fatal accident. Guess there was in Arizona. One of the automated cars hit and killed a woman. Check out that article. Next article, Thomas posted this one from The Hill.
Hold up, Dave.
Policy takes form with focus on security and China.
Hey, Dave, before you move on. Listen, I was watching the film Logan, which is another Marvel series, and it's supposed to be him and Professor X in the future, like 2040, something like that, right? And on the highway, in this scene, here's a spoiler alert. In this scene, they got these driverless trucks, which I heard they already testing in California anyway. But those things were speeding up and down the highway and caused an accident. And then, like, you know, involved in the accident was some people that had a horse trailer with horses in it. And the horses was, man, I was waiting for one of them horses to get splatted. You know what I'm saying? It was that close.
Right.
You know, Professor X had to speak to him by telepathy to get him to calm down and get out the road. But then when I saw this story, I said, man, Logan predicted this. They were telling you.
You know what, Scotty? It was, you know, these movies, they definitely, you know, predictive programming. And you can see them play out in so, so many things. I was just really quickly was watching an old movie. And this is before the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, and one of the U.S. military person says, "Yeah, you remember when we were in Afghanistan, or yeah, we'll be going to Afghanistan soon." So it was something like that, and this movie was way before Russia had even invaded. And I was like, "Wow, yeah, it definitely, and it's all there. We really do need to pay attention and protect ourselves as much as we possibly can.
What I took from that is that technology ain't where it should be to be safely deployed with the public.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, and it's some, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to sound like a driverless truck. I know it's going to put people out of business. So the warning signs is there. Truck drivers, y'all are going to have to find another skill if you ain't close to retirement, because they looking to replace you. And again, what they going to do with all these people? They going to put out the work. But but you know, just seeing that last night, I was like, man, those things obviously aren't detecting, like they showing these cars where it's supposed to prevent accidents. You know, the computers and all that, but hey, technology, something always could go wrong with it. So it was just, I hate that this woman got killed, but it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it really was. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think they're going to put a lot of people out of work, in my opinion. I'm going to tell you why. Because I think they're going to depopulate this planet so much.
That's why,
you know,
I said, what they're going to do with us.
Before the... What's that, Scotty?
That's why I said it's either enslavement, like we see prison slavery, prison plantation slavery, or it's depopulation through war. When you're planning for a future where you don't need human beings, then what you gonna do with the excess? That's how they think.
Right, right, Scotty. That's exactly my point. Exactly. And then Otis Toys R Us laying over 31,000 employees out of work. Yeah. I think it's going to be a move. I think that the overall depopulation is a big, big play in that. And we're definitely going to probably take a look at some of the stuff. And it's not a matter of to scare you all. But here's the truth. You know, if people would look at things for some of the evidence of things in the past and everything else, you don't need to be scared. You need to be prepared. You should be skeptical instead of, you know, they say ignorance is a bliss. No, ignorance is foolishness, especially when you don't have to be in. You should take an interest in something, but I understand everyone is not aware of what's happening. But I always like to say that's a lot of times that's used as an excuse so that you can not be aware of certain things just because you agree or don't agree with it. So for those of you that these type of things are important to, I think that you'll do very, very, very well. How well will you do? I'm not quite sure because I'm not the one that's really making the decisions that are targeting people to subjugate and enslave them. So just be ready for everything. Next article. My man Thomas put this one in from China Law Blog. China's artificial intelligence plan, stage one. Check out that article. Then my man Raj posted a YouTube video. Let me see if I can real quick from Cerebrally Naive Network. Here it is. Marketplace. Says Marketplace, Africa, Cape Town water shortage. Is conserving water the new norm for Cape Town? So check out that article. Good article there, Raj. And I would like to check that out. And see what's up with that a little bit later. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this from Cerebrally Naive Money. Venezuela's economy on the brink of collapse. Trump bans American from using Venezuelan cryptocurrency. Check out that article once again. Very, very important one. Next one from Dark Reading. Raj posted this one. Half of the cyber attacks in the Middle East target oil, gas, and energy sector. And says Seaman. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of heads up warning. Actually, the Corporation of Government in Britain has actually told its energy companies that Russia has been attacking and they're going to be attacking you real soon in a major, major way. And I'm going to tell you why. They may be right on that one, because once they engage in Syria, I wouldn't be surprised if China, Iran, and North Korea all have multiple cyber attacks that go on throughout the world. Because what happens, how do you take out the United States and the Britain? You know, you attack their infrastructure. Their vulnerability is there. And now, who will do it? It may be the Russians. It may be the overall Pentagon itself saying, you know, self-mutilation. Because in the attack, they're not self-mutilating themselves, because they don't look at you as being who they are. So a lot of indications of that happening, warnings last week about that, because it's plausible deniability. Next article, Rod posted this from DW.com. India, Chinese hacker spying on India using WhatsApp, warns the army. Check out that article. Next article, Thomas posted this one, Kroger's to stop selling guns of all kinds. Okay, so it says this. After recently imposing restrictions on sales of firearms, ammunition, and assault rifle themes, Kroger has decided to stop selling guns altogether. The nation's biggest supermarket chain on Monday said it will phase out all sales of firearms and ammunition at its 132 Fred Meyer stores, which are located in four western states, Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. Y'all see what's going on here? Big setup. Big setup. Big, 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 big setup happening think detrimental to us all. Next article, this one is, Rise posted this one from The Verge. IBM just unveiled the world's smallest computer. So check out that. Then over the weekend, but before we do that, that's what's in the news, and we're going to get into today's show. Today's show is current events. So if you'd like to talk about anything, definitely get in on the conversation. Give us a call. And the number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely we'll bring you up.
Hey, Dave, I want to bring up something about that last article again. So you mentioned the name of the store. That's a different name. So it's, I've been seeing a number of articles where a number of these stores, big chain stores, box stores, are stopping. Mm-hmm. Are saying they're not going to sell an AR-15 anymore, or they're going to stop selling firearms or even ammo. Some of them said they weren't going to carry ammo anymore. But you know what? I'm cool with that, because whoever created that corporation, whoever's the CEO or is in charge and the stockholders and all that, they have a right to be self-determining in that they don't have to sell these if they don't want to. That's okay. That's not infringing upon my rights. You know, that's their right not to sell firearms. I feel like, you know, in a just society, that's how it should be. I ain't got a problem with those who want gun control putting pressure on these big box stores to stop selling them. But what I got a problem with, it's when you want to call on the biggest serial killers, as you just said, Dave, on the face of the planet, to pass a law to tell me I can't have access to something, no matter where I get it from, but just to say I can't have access to something that I need to protect myself and potentially feed myself in a crisis situation. I just can't stand for that, because you're intruding upon my right to survival.
Yep. So true, Scotty. You're absolutely right. If the stores choose to disengage in that, that is absolutely their choice, and they have that at their disposal. And then the people, because if you want to do that, then create the stores to still do that. It will be a market. And Scotty's absolutely right, and I agree wholeheartedly, and I think all of us agree wholeheartedly with that. But when it comes to someone infringing on my overall sovereignty, that's where theirs ends. Their sovereignty ends where mine begins. So, yeah, absolutely right. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to – part of preparing, since we're here, part of preparing is that you have to look at what is going to be taken away from you as the everyday person. – Because this is, believe me, all of this, I heard some young people say that of this generation said that they were the generation of mass shootings. How misled are these young people? No, you nowhere near the generation of mass shootings in the way that, in the form that is being presented to everyone. These mass shootings have been happening for a very long time, but we don't always want to look at the real culprit and the real agenda and the real objective behind it at all. But for you, those of you that are preppers, such as me, that tells you, for those of you that have engaged in preparing and getting some of those assets before they become extremely difficult to acquire, guess what's going to happen to those of you that have those? Those things are going to be extremely valuable. Extremely valuable. This is why the key to preparing is when no one else is looking. You have to have projection and foresight and understand the trends of things and what's going to be needed so that you can acquire that when everybody else looks at it as just, oh, I can always get that. It's just right there at the store. It's really easy. I don't need to go get that. Oh, but it won't be there for long. Now, how important? How about when there is no food in the market itself? How important will it have had to store it up on just the staple goods? Oh, extremely important. See, one of the things about currency, cash, doesn't matter how much cash you have if you're not using it to leverage yourself for sustainability. collecting paper is a hoarder. That's all it is. So this is another example of how ammunition, and once they start this war, oh, you could forget ammunition being sold by the private sector at all, because they will be nationalized to create, to have all of their productivity and all of their manufacturing capabilities going straight for military service. So it'll be gone. You won't be able to get it as easily and as conveniently as you can get it now. This is just the overall direction and the trends of things. But it's not just ammunition. It's far more than that. It's gas. It's fuel. It's food. It's fresh food. It's clean water. It's antibiotics. It's first aid kit. It is real herbs that cure. You know, not only are they attacking the ability to defend yourself by way of firearms, they're also attacking you to be able to cure yourself from the diseases that their toxins bring, by destroying the herbalists, the holistic doctors, all of those things. That's an agenda. There's a reason for that. And it's really, really here. So I think this is L.A. Remote. In light of the Austin, Texas bombings, I find technology likely to be mandatory that we know is out there. Yes, because the latest bombing attack had a tripwire. Yeah, you know, there was, and I wanted to jump into that because I think this is a prelude of other things is going to, this is one of the ways that you could destabilize the whole country right now. And I definitely believe, who benefits from all of this? Who has the means to do it? Has the methods to do it? Means, method, opportunity, and who gains from it? That's where your overall culprit will probably be. And so what I want to do when we come back, take a look at some of the current events. We definitely need to take a look at the current events, and I would like to take a look at any current events that you would like to bring to task. I definitely would want to touch on what happened over the weekend, and what happened in Syria, in that theater, because I definitely can see that within the next couple of weeks, a major military confrontation starting off, and someone put smart rifles. Yeah, smart rifles been out for a little while now, pretty expensive, but yeah, they've been out. And then also take a look at this Austin thing. If you would like, or anything else that you would want to bring to light, and to, so that we will know what's happening in the world and comfortably adjust ourselves to make ourselves as immune to this as we possibly can, because I think it will be critical.
I have a question, Dave. So,
yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Scotty.
Okay, so I had actually been looking for some rifles online. And I noticed a lot of them have been taken off from the big box stores. They have an online presence. But I kept coming across these air rifles, though. You know, or they had like gas cylinders, or you had to pump them. And I was like, interestingly, the first rifle that shot a projectile was by air. I think it was invented by this French dude, and it was tested out here on this continent against the indigenous people, but it was considered impractical because you had to pump. It took so much pounds of pressure or so much pumping, you know, and you're only going to get off one shot. But I'm sure the technology has improved since the 1500s or the 1600s, whenever they invented that. But they still sell those. So my question to you is, now I know you can hunt small game with them, but what kind of injury can it inflict on a human being?
Man, let me just say, you know, if anybody's ever been paintball shooting, you know, you go paintball shooting, that thing hurts. You know you've been hit, and it's it has a real, real sting to it. And then now all you have to do is, you know, the ingenuity of people, they could take those airsoft guns and strengthen them and everything else, and then add just small, you know, pellets to it or sharp pellets to it, and it will definitely act as a projectile and enter your, and, you know,
but
go
they
into
sell
your
them
body
like
and,
that though.
So yeah, it's
they use BB shots though, so that's a metal ball. So
yeah, that's a metal ball.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah,
so
it's so many different ways.
Those are good to have in your arsenal. Because, again, obviously, you know, for just the hunting aspect, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I think that you
are
definitely
they quieter? Are they quieter than firearms? I imagine they are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're a whole lot quieter. You know, it's just a small, can't even be heard really from across the street. You can hear it barely from across the street. Much, much quieter than a firearm. So, yeah, you can, you use whatever that you can use. And some of them, they put out some PSIs. They have some significant PSIs, and you can weaponize that, yes, easily. There's a lot of different, you know, things that you can do. As things start to move along, I would always say, always be in the market to acquire an asset, and use it to your convenience. You know, great for hunting, small game. So, and if you need it as a measure of protection, and is all that you have, then hey, you definitely can use it, and just you can increase this. Its overall stopping power to where it can penetrate people. So not hard at all. Just have to be aware of it and what's available. Now, is it going to be convenient? You got to think about those things now. You know, I'm going to tell you, but you would need electricity for it. You know, those nail guns are no joke. Oh, man. Those nail guns are no joke. But if you can use a compressor with the nail gun, whew, you know, some armor, and I don't mean to get too far off of this, there are some individuals that are armors and weaponeers are having a extensive background in weapons. You know, I'm gonna tell you, some of the weapons that are used, pressurized weapons, can penetrate, can definitely penetrate ballistic steel if done correctly. So, yeah, it's a lot of And then Otis said gas-fired nail guns are being used now. Whew, I wouldn't want to have nothing to do with that. Someone else says finding body armor vests at flea markets. Hopefully it's. I don't know if it's ballistic.
I think he's talking about compressed gas. You know, they use CO2 or whatever that gas is in those cylinders that go in those rifles and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can actually make a lot of different things. You can actually make a ballistic vest that will penetrate from small arms.
Hey, Dave, you got a call, man, but let's take the break so they don't have to, you know, interrupt themselves.
Yeah, let's do that. Jenna, my man Jenna is there. We're going to go to Jenna. Oh, shoot. They are ballistic vests, bulletproof. Wow. Okay. Thanks for that that info. Good info. They are ballistic. Okay. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Oh, my man L.A. Ramon sent that. Okay, cool. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Our sister, Kim, is on the board. Kim, just hit star to unmute yourself. Let me see if I see her on the board. She was there. I think that's Kim right there. Yep, that was Kim. Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I'm good. Glad to have you. And we're just getting started. We just did the preliminary stuff, so we're going to be talking about some things that's going on. So if you want to jump in at any time and give us the Queen's view, greatly appreciate it. How you doing, sister?
I've been good. How are you guys over there?
Good. And also, we definitely need to, next Monday, sister, let's just give a update, a extensive update on Duane, and let's pay some attention to that, and let's give some effort to that. Okay.
Will do. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, for sure. Hold on, 1 second, Kim. We got another caller on queue. Then I'm gonna bring in an article. Definitely would want your take on it and everything else. So we got Jenna out of Tennessee that wants to, that has a question or a comment. So, Jenna, welcome, Jenna, to Tando, brother. What say you?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Dave. I just wanted to add on to that. You was talking about the nail guns and what have you. We always got to remember that the surface area is what actually is being protected. So when you're talking about shooting nails, you have this fine point put at this high velocity, and that's why it penetrates those vests. So anytime that you have a projectile that's smaller and has the opportunity to go with inside of those connected points on those vests or anything to block you from harm, we always have to take that into account. It's mathematics, basically. You know, at any given time, that projectile could reach that point where they intersect, and once they intersect, that could mean your life. So I just wanted to add that little point. I know that didn't nobody bring that up, but that's why those nail guns, even at that low PSI, is very dangerous. So, I mean, I had a few more points, but I'll just wait till you get into the thick of the conversation and maybe add or just listen. Thank you again for taking my call. What's up, Scotty, and all of the rest of the Tando family? Peace. Brother Dave, we can't hear you.
We still hear you, Jenna. I don't know what happened to Dave's line. He might have got cut off or whatnot.
I made a mistake. Yeah, I sure did. Made a mistake. Okay, Jenna, thanks, bro. Well said, and I definitely want to pick up on you. Thanks, Scotty. I had muted myself by mistake. So let's go to, we got another caller in queue, is my man L.A. Ramon. Ramon, what say you, brother?
Hey, what's up, Dave? What's up, family?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, I'm going to try to make... Hey, Kim, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to know. Good to know. Hey, Dave, I just want to offer something in the sense, with all this stuff going on, and we all over the place, and probably half crazy, most of us just trying to keep up with it and interpret it. I want to try to throw a little bit of feel-good information out there. Recently, I discovered that the human body, our vibration is at 62 to 72 hertz. This can be measured on a standard multimeter for measuring voltages. I would encourage each and one of us, if you don't do nothing, go by a flea market where they sell little, you know, people, guys who be out there sometimes selling old tools and stuff out their garage. A lot of them have like little old school Radio Shack multimeters. I would encourage our family to start measuring your vibration daily, see where you at, because you start dropping below 62 hertz and bad things start happening to us, you know. So this is something you can monitor without going to a doctor and all of that. You can do that right there at home in your house with a small little multimeter. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there, considering the fact that we, you know, we're having a lot of stuff got us kind of upside down and, you know, keeping us all riled up and stuff like that. And these things, as you know, they start to add in, you know, they start causing us diseasements and stuff, and we, you know, get sick and everything else. So, and there, you know, like I said, there is much knowledge out there for people that may have questions that, hey man, electrical frequencies and energy is the key to getting rid of those sicknesses. Yep. So if you know what we're supposed to be vibrating at frequency range wise, then it helps you kind of better monitor these things. And I'll mute my line. Thanks, Dave. Good luck, Kim.
Dr. Rife's machine. Yeah, and I'm glad Ramon had said that. Now, hold on, Ramon. Now, how would we do that? How do you actually measure what your frequency is? How does everyone do that?
Okay, because your body acts as a natural load, which is a resistance,
right,
but it's also a conductor as well. There's a micro amount of voltage that radiates off the natural body. The more melanin you have, the more radiation we have. So when you dial in on your multimeter, you want to dial down to the most smallest unit of measurement on your multimeter, which in most multimeters, they'll have a multifunction dial where you can dial it down to millivolts, and that's where you want to turn your dial to. I actually posted it on BTR Community, okay? So there's a guy on YouTube actually showing
people. Send it to Tando too, Ramon.
Okay, I'll do that, bro.
But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. Finish, because
No problem.
I'm interested in this.
Well, all you're really doing is registering the natural energy that lies within us. That there, you know, so everybody got a name for it. They call it the chi, the chakra, or whatever.
Right.
What I know it to be in my world, it's a ball of energy. It's electric, and this electricity has a frequency, and it can be read. You know, that's why you can go to the hospital, get EKGs and, you know, and all that type of stuff, MRIs and all that. They're just looking at your electrical vibrations, you know. So they're telling us you can measure this stuff, and the normal frequency or vibration for the human is at 62 to 72 hertz. Anything above can get you, is obviously going to be better, just depending. You got to learn to control that when you're starting to vibrate at a higher level. But definitely when you're starting to vibrate below, you're at that dirty energy, that low energy, or that low function, sick, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Obviously,
I love that dirty energy.
Yeah, that's where you're at. It's energy that needs to be filtered out or brought up, because it can't move between different cell structures in our body. And if it does, what it tends to do, it gets trapped in a cell, and these cells start to create these cancer cells that we're talking about. You know, so it's important that we understand that we got to start watching our own vibrations daily. And because we didn't know this, it's available to anybody that's got, I mean, you can measure it on a lot of stuff, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying the easiest way for most people is just go get you a standard little a multi-volt meter. Radio Shack sells these things for probably about like $10, and they're analog, so you don't have to worry about batteries being in them and stuff like that, and they tend to pick up the most minute of energy, and you can pick up your human energy on the, it'll actually register. Now, the thing about the ones that I'm talking about, they tend to have the needles, so they won't record or hold the number. So if you ain't paying attention, you might not catch it. You'll have to keep doing it. Yeah, so I try to tell people to get the digital multimeters. You can find them at Home Depot as well. They usually about $20.
The voltmeter. Okay, cool. A portable voltmeter.
Yeah, just a little mini, a multi-voltmeter. That's all they are.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in any hardware store and ask for one. And like I said, only reason why I'm bringing this up because, I mean, we can monitor ourselves before and after we doing activities. You wake up in the morning, you can register yourself, see what you're at. You see what I'm saying? Midday or whatever.
Right.
How much time you want to take to do this? But this, we always talking about solutions, but the more obvious and easiest solutions we tend to overlook or just don't feel like, oh, that don't mean nothing. You know, ah, that's fluke. But it's not. And another thing, for people who may be having sleep issues that I've recently read, I'll put this stuff up here because I read a lot of journals on science and stuff like that. But if you can get your feet on the ground every day as much as possible, what you're doing is sucking up earth energy, which is what we're supposed
to
do.
You're grounding yourself. Right.
You're grounding yourself. You're earthing, is as they call it. I would encourage the audience, if you're going to do that, find a little area where you like to sit with your little, you know, with your little beach chair and stuff like that. Dig it down, you know, dig down a couple of inches or something to get down to that soft soil, and then get your feet directly on that and just stay there. And, you know, if you can sunbathe while you're doing it, you'll feel the difference. Since I found out about it, I've done it, and I have to say it's really working.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you know,
I did it sun gazing, Ramona. Now, when he says your feet, Ramona's talking about your bare feet. And if you can actually get to a good water source, that will actually amplify it as well. Yeah, man, Ramona,
under the sun, well, only under the moonlight, though, Dave, will water work in the way that you're talking about. That's the
only
best
way moonlight?
You're talking.
Okay.
Well, the best way of doing it is under moonlight. If you can get to a source of actual flowing water or something, mm-hmm. you know, where there's a large mm-hmm. body of water you can get your feet in, the sun, the moon magnetizes, the moon acts as a positive polarity, and the water
right.
is the electron or the negative polarity. That's how you get the
right.
effect from the sun and the moon. But by day, you can just stick your feet, or at night, you can just literally stick your feet in a good portion of sand in your yard, whatever. You know, people like to bury their feet in the grass or something. You can do that too. You know, as long as you're making direct contact with the earth, you know, you can get this energy out of you and into you. If, you know, when you're having these problems where we're having kind of troubles with, you know, things and stuff, we may not know what's really going on. Because what, you know, like I told you, we get a chance, we can talk about what me and Thomas have discovered they're getting ready to do with 5G is nothing that people are talking about. It's
mm-hmm.
something entirely different how they're getting ready to put us into the web. You don't need to have on no hardware. You don't need to have
the internet
VR
of everything.
Yeah, they say internet of everything, they meant that.
Yeah, the internet of everything. Very true.
I will get off and let you guys get the show rolling, man. I'm ready to hear some more, so thanks, guys.
No. Love it, Ramon, because that's actually what we need. And it's, you know, it's proven because you think about it. You're an electrical being. Your heart, your brain, your organs, everything works off of electrical impulses. And you know, once the impulse has moved on, the overall spirit has moved on. So it's very, very important. And what L.A. Ramon was talking about is grounding your feet, talking about you got to take your shoes and socks off and ground yourself. Yeah, I used to sun gaze in the early morning to watch sunrise and sunset at the what's called the golden hour. And then that's what I would do is I would actually ground myself into the earth and sun gaze. And yes, it's definitely. But the meters, the voltage meters, man, I'm definitely going to do that because I know we need to be able to monitor that. We got a couple of people in call. We got Kim. Kim, did you hear what I know that you heard what Ramon said. And I know you and I both know we got a lot of people we need to get their frequency up on. So it's good to know where our own individual frequencies are and try to raise those because, you know, it's actually, you know, it's whenever you get angry, there's an energy that you put off. And whenever you get ill, there's an energy that comes upon you, and it's a low frequency, and it's you know, it's that's what fear is. Whenever you get scared, it's a low energy. And so if we could start to regulate that and see the importance behind that and actually engage in that in our everyday lives, that would make so much, I mean, it would actually be a part of our overall healing. And not only that, our substance. I definitely do think that if you raise your electrical energy, then you won't even need food as much. Uh-oh. I may have made some folks mad. But it's true, because what does food really give you? It gives you energy and nourishment. Well, there's other ways that you can get that same energy. This is why vitamins and minerals are so important, because they have a frequency, and so very, very important. Hey,
can I say this?
Yeah,
too? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're good.
Also, with the family, and I'm sure this family is already well versed in this stuff, but I know we all have our specific topics that we like to read more into. But particularly with, you know, if you got LED lights in your house, get rid of those. Those are stroke causing, epileptic. You know, you can have your kids acting up and you don't even know why they're acting up. You know,
Brother Bragg, you talk about that all the time.
Yeah. You know, get rid of the LED lamps. That part of it, I can actually assure you I know why they put it there, because I was still working electrical at the time they mandated it into the residential industry. So those are definitely not good for people. You know, you want to get rid of the blue lights if you can. Another thing I would encourage the family to is also, if you get a chance, read about magnetism and understand a lot of what we're going through falls right into that whole principle and that law. Okay, we are being driven by a concept of magnetism, or a act of magnetism, and we need to learn how close. Here's what I'm saying, Dave. With the minute we start accepting that we are organic metal, the quicker we'll start understanding why some of the ways we're acting is going down. And I'm gonna mute my mind. Thank you.
No. Well said, and definitely would love to for you to bring in some of that information, because it's needed. It's because it is true, and that's what we definitely want to have here. So, well said, my man L.A. Ramon. We got a couple of people in queue, and I know that they probably want to expand on that as well. And Kim, at any time you wanted to jump in on that, because I know Kim, I got to get my frequency up, and I know that
you. I'm listening. So this is the reason my son is acting up, because of his frequency. I'm like, I'm going to strap him up tonight.
Yeah, Kim, your phone went out.
Must be the reason the kids are acting so crazy, because their frequencies are off.
Yes, the young people and, you know, everybody's acting up, and I know some people that need to raise their frequency, and I'm not talking about anyone, I'm talking about me. And Ken, we need to get your frequency up, and this is so true, and what Ramon was talking about, you know, the benefits of it and the how important it is. It is really a part of a vital part of our existence and our quality of life. You know, it's really a part of our quality of life. And so this is why magnesium is so important in your body, because it has an electrical component to it that's so strong. This is why silver and gold are so relevant, because it has an electrical, silver is the high frequency. That's why it's the most valuable precious metal of all of the ones, because it resonates higher than all of them. So very, very important. So hold on, let's get some of the other callers that's here. Thomas, and then we got to go to my man Roz. Go ahead, Thomas. What say you?
Peace, Dave. How's your father doing, brother?
Peace, my brother. I'm sorry, what you say?
How's your stepdad?
Hopefully, they'll be able to control the bleeding so much better. So hopefully he stays on that path. Thank you, brother, for asking.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to piggyback off of what my brother L.A. Ramon was just saying. And first, I want to say peace to all the callers, of course, yourself and Scotty, for providing the platform. Yeah, so let's just say we all up our vibrations as a people. If we are emitting radiation, do you think people who can't emit radiation would be able to stay around us? I don't think so. I think that when I hit 125th Street, I don't care if I'm coming from anywhere in the city, as soon as I get off the train there, the energy level just rises. It's like the back of your hairs, the hairs on your back of your neck just rise up. You feel the melanin. Or if something's about to happen, you know, like I could be in a large crowd and I could just sense something's going to happen because I feel that energy level rising. So that's that energy level. If you go to any all black community, it's very rare that you see a lot of white people there, because they don't vibe on that energy. Even if you're in an all black movie theater and a white person walks in, just look at how they look. You know, that radiation is enough to kill them if they're around it for too long, that we're omitting. So it's very important that we up our vibrations to that level. Also, what you said about sun gazing is so true. And just to add in more of what Brother Ramon was saying, also listening to high frequency music while you're sun gazing, while you're grounded, while you're looking at that sun and taking in that radiation, that will also help to up your vibrations and dissipate the negative vibrations around us. And I'll mute my line on that, brother. Thank you, man.
Man, smoked it, Thomas. And I think you and L.A. Ramon, you understand the importance of a lot of you do. You know, I even say stretching. You should be stretching to high frequency. You should be stretching to the sun. You should be stretching to the stars, you know. And I'm talking about physically stretching, outreaching and connecting. And so many different things. And what, you know, what Thomas said about the frequency, the people can't be, you know, you'll be able to pick up on things. And when you have a high frequency, everything around your overall detection capabilities and discernment is like none other. Like none other. You know what's going to happen before it happens, and you're able to actually even deflect things from you happening to you, because you can actually cause a frequency shield to go up around you. Frequencies is everything. Everything. He said, Scotty said, I don't know about that. Energy is energy. And white, oh, okay, I got you. So, sorry about that. And I stopped right away, Scotty. As soon as I got you, Scotty. That's why I stopped before. I got you. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think that's so important, that, you know, deflection of energy is critical, and people do pick up, or, you know, I'm going to tell you, low frequency individuals don't want to be around high frequency individuals. They don't want you. They're annoying. They're loud to them. They're disturbing to them. They're an irritant. So, man, well said. Let's go to my man, Roz. Roz, what say you, my brother?
Peace. How you doing, Brother Dave?
Hey, man. Roz, what's happening?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm just glad to hear that that your father-in-law is stable. Hopefully he continues to improve. Yeah, I had a wild day. had to deal with some dentist stuff, and it's taken care of now, but I still got something lingering to deal with next week. But other than that, I'm fine. Peace to Sister Kim, Brother Thomas, Jenna, Scotty, all the other calls and listeners. The frequencies that you're speaking of, I did a couple of shows on this probably like a year ago or more. Mm-hmm. And it's extremely powerful as far as those frequencies. Matter of fact, there's an article I just posted. I'm just going to read a couple of things out of it really quick. So it says the human body, like our brother Ramon said, the human body resonates between 62 and 72 hertz. Now, they were saying the genius brain frequency is 80 to 82 megahertz.
Mm-hmm.
The brain frequency ranges between 72 and 90 megahertz. Normal brain frequency is 72 megahertz. The thyroid and parathyroid glands are 62 to 68 megahertz. The thymus gland is 65 to 68 megahertz. The heart is 67 to 70 megahertz, resonates between those two. The lungs are 58 to 65. The liver is 55 to 60. The pancreas is 60 to 80. Now, cold and flu start between 57 and 60 megahertz. Disease itself starts at 58 megahertz. Candida growth, which is a yeast infection, starts at 55 megahertz. Reception to Epstein-Barr syndrome starts at 52 megahertz. Your receptivity to cancer begins at 42 megahertz, and you die at 25 megahertz. 2 of 5 is 7, the number of completion. So the importance of these frequencies really can't be overstated at all. That's why I also
Right.
with the crystals, because crystals are living things. And they resonate with the body and change the frequency mm-hmm. of the body, and they work with one another. So you as a living being will resonate with a crystal, which is also a living being, even though it looks like it's an inanimate thing. It really isn't. The power of the sun and the moon cannot be overstated either. It's just the resonance of those of the energy that those two heavenly bodies emit and how they affect our bodies and ourselves. It's very, very potent. And it's something that we just really, really should start to focus on heavily. Even when Brother Bragg plays the gongs at the end of the show, that resonates
right.
really, really deeply. Those tones are very important. And that's just exceptionally important to understand those frequencies and the resonances. And there's like on YouTube, you can find like the solfeggio frequencies, and they have all the different frequencies for healing. For activating your DNA, for your heart chakra, all of that stuff. And I remember I talked about, Thomas actually brought it up, being able to sense things. And I talked about, I had a whole long show, this is before when I was on Blog Talk, and it was dealing with something called the wisdom of the heart. And it was something that our ancestors always talked about, was the fact that that's why in Kemet and in the Nile Valley complex, they would always separate the heart from the body. Because the heart is where really your consciousness resides. And they scientifically found that the heart has a brain of its own. And that mm-hmm. not only that, but the brain in the heart actually is more predictive than the brain itself. They find that like when somebody's about to experience something negative or something happens to them, that their heart knows it way before the brain gets that information. And it and also the hearts communicate. That was something that also I discussed quite intimately, was that when in groups, if a group of people get together and they have a common purpose, that they've done scientific tests to show that those people don't have to verbally communicate. If they resonate with each other, their hearts
yes.
communicate the message to one another off the top, and they know exactly what to do and what their role is in that particular group setting. And I said the same way that applies to us when we're trying to fight this system, it also applies to the white supremacists too. That's why you can see them function as one group. When they turn against either one black person or a group of black people, you see them function exactly the same. And you're like, well, how did they know that? It's because their hearts are in resonance in regards to practicing racism, the same way our hearts should be in resonance in regards to practicing liberation. So all of these things are just of the utmost importance. It ties back to even when I think about my spiritual practice and the reason for meditating, and especially chanting and what they call hekau, which are words of power in the Kemetic language. Those things are meant to basically vibrate and resonate the brain in a way in which the when you look at the brain, it has all those different folds in it, and there's sections of the brain that don't get oxygen as well as other parts due to how the blood vessels are, and your thought processes also dictate with how these blood vessels grow in the brain. So when you practice these higher level meditations, your mind, your brain, literally those vibrations from the tones that you're speaking in that ancient language vibrates and opens the brain up so that blood vessels can supply oxygen to parts of the brain that don't normally get it. And with that, when you get adept at it, you start to experience higher consciousness. You start to have lucid dreams. You might have visitations. You might have out-of-body experiences, astral projection, clairvoyance, psychometry. All of these things come into play when you get to those higher states of consciousness through resonating in vibrations, and the vibrations tie right in to the electricity. And it was something I was looking at recently, just researching, lastly, north and south on map. And I was dealing with compasses, and they were talking about, and I saw this quite a few places, where north on a map is actually the south magnetic pole. And the south magnetic pole is actually north. And that is why the compasses point towards magnetic north, because, of course, with magnets, opposites attract. So the north pole, as far as the northern pole on a map, the direction of north is actually the south magnetic pole. And that's why compasses point towards magnetic north, which is known to shift. It's not exactly north on a map, but it's known to shift because the
Earth is a living being.
Right, and the poles will move. So wherever wherever the compass is pointing is where the south magnetic pole actually is and resonates from. And I don't think many people understand that idea and that concept, that because opposites attract on a magnet, that is the reason why a compass will point to magnetic north, which is not the same as north on a map. So yeah, that's why I just dropped those things, and I thought everybody just brought some profound information. And thanks again. And that article that deals with the different frequencies of the human body, including the frequency of death, is all posted on BTR Community. I just put it up not too long ago. So thanks again. Peace to you and Sister Kim. Great show. And I'll meet my line.
My brother. So important. Hold on. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call. Everyone just laid it out, man. And this is so important because this is truly our eternity. The overall how we use our energy and our frequencies, because they can never be extinguished. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Oh, we're going to skip the commercial break real quickly, but what I do want to say is I just want to mention to everyone, BTR Community is having a 30-day free trial of BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely infected. You can have a 30-day free trial, and then have a engagement of $24 a year for the overall membership into BTR Community. So definitely please be a part of that, and that will be our commercial break. All right, so listen, you know, Roz laid it out, L.A. Ramon laid it out, Thomas laid it out, and I think it's very, very important. And so I think it's – and Brother Davis talks about this all the time. Brother Bragg talked about it. It was one of the things that Thomas was saying about L.A. Ramon when he talked about LED lights and everything else and how we got it. This is why that overall TV is so destructive to us, because the overall, and this is why microwaves in your home are so destructive. I try to stay away from microwaves completely. No need for them. It's a microwave. And it has nothing to do with heating your food up. It's destroying your food. It's actually destroying your food, and it actually destroys you as well. So frequencies and energy, we can never not really engage in that. And, you know, just some of the things. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry for interjecting.
No, you're good, Ross.
Okay, thank you. You reminded me of something that I was just thinking about before that I forgot. Another thing, too, that we should get in the habit of doing, and I spoke about this on actually quite a few shows a while ago, but I thought it would be appropriate here just because of the subject, to get our hands on what are known as orgone generators. They're very pretty much inexpensive. They can become expensive depending on what type you get, but they're basically objects made in the form of usually pyramid shapes, obelisk shapes, and they basically are made up of different types of crystals. It'll be like black tourmaline with white quartz, and they'll also infuse copper and different other elementals in there. And what it does is it changes the frequency as far as negativity in the space. So if you're in a space mm-hmm. where people are arguing or there's just any sort of negative vibrations, it will actually change that frequency within that space. It also absorbs EMPs, and there's ways of setting up what are known as crystal grids so that you can protect your entire home or your property from these EMPs in regards to them absorbing and changing that energy into harmless energy so that you're not absorbing harmful radiation. And they are also very well known to dissipate chemtrails. Orgone generators are very renowned for getting rid of chemtrails. So if you set them up on property or in your house, it'll actually clean the air and facilitate you not having to partake of those things. Of course, unless you go out in public and start riding public transportation, but as far as your space and your home and your property where your children may be, you will be able to protect your family from EMPs as well as chemtrails if they're spraying over your property or over your home by having those orgone generators in and around. I keep different crystals with me everywhere I go. I carry black tourmaline to work. When I work with my computer, I put it on the desk between myself and the screen that I'm working on. I keep them in my pocket. And I have a diode that I have on my cell phone that I got yep. from Dr. Blair. So these are all things that we need to get into to protect ourselves and just facilitate healing. Like, people don't really understand. They think crystals are like demonology depending on what their religious persuasion is. But if you really understand that crystals are living things, they have resonance, they have proven effectiveness on different bodily functions, metaphysical functions, spiritual functions, and they work. You just have to really get into them, understand what crystals do for different illnesses, different ailments, and then you start to apply those things, know how to charge them, how to discharge them, how to cleanse them, all of those things. And as you start to deal with them, you'll start to really understand they have personalities, and they also are living entities that look like beautiful stones. So thanks again for that brief opportunity. I'll mute my line, brother.
Yeah, and you know, Roz, as always, great, great input, you know, because the earth is a living being, and it responds to the universal energy, the frequency from the sun. Right now, the sun, we should be picking up on the sun, that the sun's frequency is actually slowing. And because it's slowing, it brings about the different changes in the weather. Frequencies are just so important. So if the sun can slow and change the overall weather, this is why what frequencies is commonly what we get accustomed to as moods. Our moods. And you hear people, well, how do you feel today? And it's not the same feel as someone touching you, but in a way it could be. But how do you feel today? How are you resonating, really? What frequency are you on today? And when people are moody and people are mean and everything else, that's because they are resonating at such a low frequency. Such a low frequency. And if you could do just small things to change your overall frequency, this is why music changes so many people's moods. The frequency bombardment. You get bombarded with frequencies and energy. And so it just totally changes. And where do you first really feel it? And as Roz was saying, that the heart has its own mind is very, very true. Because whenever you hear songs that you absolutely love, where do you really, really conceptually interpret it? It's in your heart. Where's the connection made? It's in your heart. Well, I hope it's in your heart. You know, that's because that's the communication that's being exposed there. So we got a couple of callers in queue. I don't want to labor on because I want people to say what they need to say. We got and Kim, at any time, jump in, sister, with your frequency, with your high energy, high frequency.
I am listening. I'm taking it all in. I needed to hear this today because that's so true. When your frequency is low, people can feel it. I can feel it. So this is awesome.
Yes.
I'm definitely taking it all in.
Yes. Low frequency never smiles. It has a gaze that actually is a piercing of slowing, of control, of death. This is just the opposite for people that have high frequency. Their eyes actually greet you and welcome you. So we got a caller in queue out of Seattle, I believe, is my brother Hassan, and we got another caller out of ATL. We want to go to that, so we're going to go to Hassan first. Hassan, welcome to Tando Radio, brother. What say you?
What's going on, man? I forgot.
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I don't even need to say nothing. Y'all said everything. Brother Rod literally said everything I was going to say, and then some. So I'm good, man. But one thing I missed some of the spot when, I think, was it L.A. Ramon breaking down those machines or how to check your frequencies at home? I wanted to hear that, but I heard you guys say you was going to post it somewhere.
A voltmeter. Just try to grab a voltmeter. Radio Shack is no longer in business, but they do have them at different hardware stores and at Home Depot. Lowe's, I think, has some. Yeah, grab a voltmeter. And I think, you know what, it's so, so important that we do that. And be your own voltmeter. Have an intention to resonate. And so that you can start to control that. And once you start doing that, man,
right.
It's there is no because now, Hassan, you can tell someone's energy. You can tell someone's frequency from a distance.
Yeah.
And then as you get closer to, you can even feel someone's presence. There are individuals that resonate so high that you can feel their presence. And you know what? And you don't always need man to tell you what it is that this and this is happening. You do some of these things organically and naturally.
That's what I was
saying. That doesn't need a definition or explanation of validation from men.
Yep, because a lot of the stuff that you guys were speaking on, I mean, not to act like, you know, I'm all high and mighty, but I do all that without any machine or any type of reading or any, you know what I mean?
Right.
I can read people's auras. People always ask me first, like if we meet somebody for the first time, what'd you think? Because they know I can see things other people can't see. When I went down a couple months ago, I had no explanation as to why I positioned myself the way I did, you know, before the shots went off and all that other stuff. And it was like, you had my hairs, you had me getting goosebumps when you were saying that you can sense when something's about to happen. It was like, I was looking around, I couldn't see where it was coming from, but I knew something was coming, and then boom, next thing you know, something happened. And just, so I like to hear you guys speaking about, you know, these machines and this, that. My brother mentioned something to me before about them, but I haven't never got into the radionics machine and the Oregon. So I want to get into that stuff because it'll probably heighten me even more because I'm already, you know, I already consider myself at a higher frequency than a lot of people, and that's on a lot of different levels that I won't even go into right now. So yeah.
You know, Ramon had posted something inside of the chat. I posted inside of BTR and Tando BTR, and Roz always posts stuff. So we'll definitely. And you know, I think that's very, very important. Let me tell you how important this all is and how it really affects our lives. When we choose to do it, see, when we choose to move our frequency in a direction, the rest of our body can't help but to connect with that. Can't help but to connect with it. You know, it's, and I think it's a beautiful thing, because I'm going to tell you, some of the best things that I ever learned was never, ever in someone's book. Never, ever in, but it was my own personal experience of being human, or well, as being a living entity. So I posted with L.A. Ramon had the YouTube that was there. And, you know, just to, real quick before we go to other callers, Hassan, you know, even before you can actually tell what's going to be happening way before it happens. You know, Roz had briefly talked about being clairvoyant. You know, actually, you could pick up on the bouncing of energy, because energy continues to travel. It continues to move. You know, it continues. It's a continuance. And you may not be able to pick up on something, but you may be able to connect to someone or something that's living that can pick and is sensitive to something, and they can make you aware. Just like if you're out in the wild and all of a sudden the birds start to chirp in a certain way to give you a warning that something else, a predator, is in the mix. That's frequency. You can also do that without it ever being spoken. Just because of the harmony, the resonating waves. And man, if we could get to doing that, whoo. And Ramon says that you have metaphysic connection. Yes, connectivity is so, so important. Stay connected. I'm going to tell you, for some of you, you're familiar with Roz, you're familiar with Brother Brett, very, very connected to those to those brothers. Roz can call me and say, hey, Dave, what's up? Or I could call Roz and say, hey, what's up? And we haven't even talked to each other in a couple of days, but the frequency, we can communicate from through the distance. This is how you get time travel. This is how you're able to go to different planets. This is how you're able to actually control time and space, where you can bend, because it's the universal truth. Universal truth. So I don't want to get going too much there, because we got a couple of callers before we get out of here. Yes, go ahead, Thomas.
I just wanted to add one more thing before you closed out tonight. That coincides sort of with what we're saying.
Oh man, Thomas' phone went out.
No, I said I just wanted to add one more thing after you got to the next caller, just that kind of went along with what we're saying.
Okay, I sure will. I sure will, Thomas. Hold on real quick. We got another caller. It's Jada out of ATL. Another one of my connection folks. Thomas is one. Brother Roz is one. Mel is one. Jenna is one. Well, pretty much everybody here, because we've all chose to be. This is why we connect in a different way. We maintain that connection, and it's so important. But let's go to Atlanta. Go ahead, Jenna. What say you?
Hey, this Rob from Atlanta. That's probably
my man, Rob out of Atlanta. What's going on, brother?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna keep it simple. I think our purpose in life is to align our seven chakras. Everything else is just a distraction. That's just my opinion. And you know, I wanted to talk about the Shungite, and I want to thank brother Davis for that. For putting that information out as well.
Yeah.
That Shungite, yes. I had tested it. I bought some directly from Russia, and I believe, in my opinion, I believe it's working, because I give it to my kids now, and they're accelerating in school as well. And as far as frequencies go, you know, my opinion, well, here was the case when, you know, I might be talking to somebody about some consciousness, and someone else says, oh, okay, you know, it's a difference between how they accept your frequency. They could either say, you know, I feel you, or, you know, I hear what you're saying.
Right.
They feel you. They feel you. That means they picking up on their frequency. If they hear you, it's going in one ear and out the other. So you can, you know, that's just one of the things I like to, you know what I'm saying, keep in contrast when I'm having a conversation with somebody. And another thing is, like, some of the greatest artists in our lifetime, they say, for instance, Prince, Bob Marley, Stevie Wonder, those brothers all put a high frequency to, they tune their music to a very high frequency, and that's why a lot of people just resonate with it. I mean Stevie Wonder's not there, but Bob Marley and Prince has passed on, but their legacy continues because their music was at such a high frequency, and people still love today, and they'll never go anywhere. That's my opinion, and that's all I wanted to say. Love the BTR community. Love you, Dave. Love everybody, man. Hope everybody.
Love you, my man, Rob. Yes, sir. So, and you know what? He killed it. That's right. I feel you. I feel you. I acknowledge your frequency has communicated with mine and is in harmony. And it's not just the senses, those physical senses, they are only part of the instruments, but they are not the source. But we think that they're the source of everything. You know, the thing that sees clearer, hears sharper, tastes more defined, has more discerning, and the touch is more electric is your frequency. The eyes can never see how you resonate. We'll never be able to perceive in depth and in scope, to the point where individuals that can't see physically, but they can feel everything around them. Because the system likes to tell you it's sonar. Well, it may be a form of sonar, but most of us, this is what we use, and the world constantly tries to get us away from depending on that. Because when you depend on that, you may not have been taught something by an individual today. You may have learned something from a past life or someone else's past life, and they still got that energy put out there, and then you're able to interpret it and decipher it and sustain yourself from it. Oh man, these frequencies and energy is so important. The system is constantly trying to get us to disconnect ourselves when we should always stay connected. Stay connected. When was the last time a tree spoke to you? You know, some people say hugging a tree. When was the last time a tree spoke to you? When was the last time another living entity passed you by and you were able to communicate with it without saying a word? When was the last time you were able to have galactic planetary travel while your physical body stays here? Oh, it's so important. And my man Thomas said he wanted to, before we get out of here, Thomas wanted to add some things, and I'm looking forward to it. Thomas, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the, because we were talking about the LED lights, and it made me think of the Black Mirror, not the television show. Black mirrors were used to cast spells and to do magic. These are, if you get any books on black magic, you'll learn about the dark mirror, the black mirror, so-called scrying. That's why Cinderella went to the mirror and said, she says magic mirror on the wall. But when I was a kid, she said mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? It's able to tell you things. So
with the how this corresponds with the LED lights is that everything that we use to interface with the social media or any type of medium, we're looking at a black mirror. Look at your television when it's off. Look at your iPhone when it's off. Look at your cell phone when it's off. That's the black mirror. And those LED lights that come out of that, because it's all OLED, it's all it used to be LCD, but now every television now is LED, a smart LED, OLED, CLED. They got all types of LEDs. Those lights are frequencies. And if you don't up your vibration, those frequencies can manipulate you, can program you to do all kinds of things that the old boobs who couldn't do. Just looking at your phone, turn it off right now, and you'll see a black mirror. You can actually see yourself. I'll mute my line.
Man, well said, my brother. Mirror, you know, there was always, I didn't know that. And
that's
it made
the Mandela
all the sense.
Effect, Dave. The Mandela effect has changed it from mirror on the wall to magic mirror on the wall.
And I didn't know that at all, Thomas. And when you blasted that was, it resonated with me. And this is what's so important about connecting with each other, because some of us instinctively, you ever run across a genius or run across someone that just seems to always go in the right direction, and then you ask them, how do you know? And you know what they say? I don't know. What they're saying is that what man has taught them to be able to gauge knowledge by is not what they use to determine the truth that they need to know at any given time. It's instinctive. They say it's instinctively. Some individuals place more of their energy and more of their focus on how things are resonating, and they let that be their guide. And then with that, you're able to project yourself greater than what you may perceive or others may perceive, or you may even be able to project yourself beyond the ages and back in the ages into the ancient times and forward. Because energy is never extinguished. My brother physically is no longer in that body, but energy is never extinguished. I still connect. And the connection is even stronger now. It's more relevant. So I'm glad that I had this opportunity with you all to talk about this, and we definitely need to do this. Kim, I'm so sorry. It was just so much. So we're gonna pick up and because this was very, very significant. We definitely gotta do it. And so we gotta get ready to get out of here. So yeah. I'ma just say this. There's no place that I'd rather be than here with you all and connected. Doesn't matter what happens now. We always win. So much love, much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out of here, we'd greatly appreciate it. Peace, peace. Kim, call me.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
must to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars.